Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1325 in the writing. It's shir number 477. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're currently in the middle of the Halachas of Negel Vasar, but since an important question was Taka asked, we would like to quickly, we're trying to go through a quick review of few shiurim in reference to pertaining to that question. I think it was a very important question which comes up on a daily basis for pretty much everybody. So, you know, we want to make sure we have these halachas straight, even though these are halachas which we've gone through over the course of time, but we're trying to sort of like put it into a package deal, make it a little bit easier for everybody to remember. So the last shiur we started talking about the various different ways if one made a bracha on one food or a drink, for that matter, that the bracha would cover other items with the same bracha and how that works. So the best way for one bracha to cover something else is plain and simple that the bracha should cover something else. Is the person should simply have it in mind at the time they made the bracha. So for example, if I made a bracha shahakal on a drink and I had in mind, you know, chocolate, let's say, or something along those lines, so then that would be fine. I have it in mind and it covers, it goes automatically onto that because of the fact that I covered it. In other words, I had intent to have that in mind with my bracha. If one did not have in mind the other food when making the bracha, then the halacha is, another way of working with it, if part of the original food from the original bracha, let's say I'm eating chocolates, right? Let's say I'm eating chocolates and, let's make it an easier case. I'm eating, for example, an eitz. I may take an orange and I'm eating an orange. I make an eitz and I have part of the orange still left over. And at that point, I decide to take an apple. So now if I take an apple, the bracha is also by Ripri who eats. But the problem is when I made the bracha on the orange, I did not have in mind the apple. So what will be the halach over there? Oh, so the halach is in Simon Reish Vav brought down pretty clearly that if one has left over from the first bracha, the food from the first bracha, like in our case, it's just an example, you could do with anything, but I have left over some orange, which I made the ha'etz, and now I decide to take an apple if somebody brings me an apple. So then we say automatically the ha'etz, which was made in the orange, goes automatically onto the apple. So when they took the apple, they had part of the orange in front of them, and they would not have to make another bracha on the apple. Now, one important thing we have to keep in mind with this halacha, that this works only for food to food or drink to drink. It wouldn't help if I made a shahakal on a soda and then I got chocolate. So that's where I started the shiur. You have to be careful with that. It only goes on food to food and drink to drinks. The Sefer Eitzra Halachas, if I remember correctly, explains that. So when you have left over from that food. So just to give another example, we have a better understanding. Another example would be a popular case of cake. Person's eating cake, right? And then and they made a bracha on the cake and they don't have in mind anything else. They're just eating the cake. They don't have in mind not to have any other mizonos, but they just have in mind, I make a bracha on the cake. I don't know, maybe I will eat more, maybe not, I don't know. But I don't have any specific intent to cover this, cover that. They just make stam the bracha. It's called what we call stam bracha, stam bracha. So they make a bracha on the cake and then they decide to take some cookies, right? So middle of the cake, or they're mostly finished the cake, or halfway, it doesn't make a difference, but some of the cake is still left, and they decide, you know what, I'm going to go take some cookies. I just punked it fell in my head. I have those cookies left over from last week, just an example, right? So I'll take some of those cookies, and I still have some of the cake in front of me where I made the mizonos, right? Assuming it's all in the house or whatever. So as long as they have some of the original cake still in front of them, the cookies would automatically be covered, even though they did not have in mind the original cookies. This halacha would apply to all the various different brachas. It does get a little bit different. Things change a little bit when we're dealing with the Shivas Aminim, Kadima Bebrachas. We're not going to get into that right now. It's a whole different subject which we have to go through one day. We did go through the whole sugya, but Bezras Hashem, we definitely have to, something that we have to chazer over. There's many different halachas, but let's just keep it plain and simple for today. Items that are on the same level, let's say fruits as far as oranges and apples and plums or whatever, you know, or let's say cake and cookies, these are all things which are pretty much on the same level. So if you make a bracha on one and you have still some left over, it would automatically go on to the next one, as long as it's the same bracha and the same type of food like we just explained. Okay, thank you for listening. And it doesn't have to be exactly the same type, but Baruch, the same type. You could have also even pretzels, right? To have some, for example, I'm eating the cake and then I decide to take pretzels. It's the same bracha, still mesonos, right? So then it would still go on to that as long as I still have some of the cake left over. But the concept is that the bracha, the general bracha on these foods would continue on as long as I still have some of the first part from the first bracha still left over. And as long as it's in a similar category and it's not, the halachas of kedima berachas don't throw it off, which again, we're not going to get into those halachas right now. Thank you for listening. Aslacha berachah right now. Kol tov, kol tov.